Chapter 13, Little by Little, Part 2. For the next 20 minutes, that was exactly what they did. Lou still didn't know a whole lot about Grudgeby, except for the very basic rules, and even those seemed pretty wishy-washy to her. So she would admit, she mostly tuned out whatever Amity was talking about in favor of observing the way her golden eyes sparkled with excitement. Enthused, Amity was cute. Not that regular Amity wasn't cute. Under any and all circumstances, Amity was always cute. But there was just something about the way her voice sounded. Like she was putting every ounce of positive reinforcement she could muster behind every word. Just to make Willow feel more confident about the task she'd picked out for herself. Heck, Amity didn't even like the idea of Willow putting herself on the line like that. But here she was, using her knowledge, her talent, her experience with the sport, to make sure Willow would be safe. And Luce was so in love she thought her heart might burst. Willow took it all in, nodding and asking occasional follow-up questions for clarification, while Gus took notes on everything Amity was saying so he and Willow could go over it again later. Eventually, their chatter was interrupted by the door to Willow's room opening slightly. Some background noises were followed by Willow turning around to shout, "Coming, Dad!" toward the door. "Sorry, guys, I have to go now. My aunt dropped by for a visit. I should probably go say hi." Luce nodded and waved at her. "Okay, have fun!" Gus sighed. "And I should probably get back to my homework. Talk to you guys soon, all right?" Amity said, shooting one last fond glance at her childhood best friend. Will smiled back at her. "Of course. Bye, guys," Luce said enthusiastically, before first Willow, then Gus left the call, and the scroll's phone screen went back to being pitch black. "That was fun," Amity said brightly, smiling as she leaned slightly against Luce. Her crush didn't look up, and when Amity turned towards her, she realized Luce's shoulders were shaking a little. It took Amity a moment to realize what was going on, and when she did, her heart dropped into her gut. Luce was crying.
"Hey, is everything okay?"
"Yeah, I just..." Luce sniffled.
"I really miss them, Amity."
Amity pulled Luce into a hug, gently rubbing her back.
"Me too, Luce,"
Amity whispered. Tears formed in her eyes when she realized just how much she meant it. For the first time in years, she had friends she actually missed. So much that it hurt to think about it. Friends who, and this was the truly crazy part, missed her too.
"At least it's only for a bit," Luce mumbled, and Amity nodded.
She gave Luce another comforting squeeze before releasing her, but it seemed Luce wasn't ready to let go. She snuggled into Amity's side, and Amity gladly took the opportunity to wrap an arm around her crush's shoulder, feeling like she was keeping Luce safe, even if just from an aching heart, made Amity feel like she was doing the most important thing in the world.
"A few more weeks," she quietly told herself. "It's just gonna be a few more weeks, and then you'll see them again. Everything is going to be okay."
Amity would be able to hug her friends again, and to properly apologize to Willow for the fourth time. And then she and Willow could finally have that sleepover Amity had promised her back when they'd been six. She managed a small smile.
"Yeah, that sounds nice."
Luce seemed to be calming down in stages. First, her breathing evened out. Then some of the tension drained from her shoulders as she slowly went limp against Amity. A few minutes later, she had her phone in her hand and was scrolling through the pictures of her friends she'd taken over the summer to cheer herself up. Amity contented herself for a while with peering over Luce's shoulder, reliving the happy memories from earlier that summer. But she couldn't keep her mind from drifting back to the Willow situation, even if they would be able to get back to the Boiling Isles soon. Amity didn't like the thought of Willow having to deal with Basha and her posse alone in the meantime.
She knew Willow could handle Basha if it came to a fight, and the news about the agreement should have helped. But just being around Basha and her crew was unpleasant. Even when you weren't the target of their mockery, just being around all that nastiness, it was hard. It started to get to you.
Abby sighed, wiping the last traces of tears from her cheeks. Just thinking about it wasn't making her feel any better. And, well, she knew what Luce would suggest. Amde still wasn't entirely used to being around someone that actually wanted to listen when she talked about her problems. But Luce had reassured her about that dozens of times now. And maybe, slowly, she was starting to believe her. It was at least worth a shot. Right? Luce, I'm really worried about Willow. Luce looked up from her phone at Amity's words, squeezed her shoulder gently, and gave an encouraging smile.
Aw, Lemon Drop, it's gonna be okay, Luce said confidently. You've seen what Willow can do. She's not gonna let some stupid bullies mess with her anymore.
Luce could have kicked herself for the hint of jealousy that mixed with the pride in her voice, but she couldn't help it. If she'd found a way to stick it to Ben like that, she'd have done so without hesitation.
Dang it, no! This was no place for Luce's own issues with standing up for herself. Right now, she was proud of how confident Willow had become, and trying to reassure Amity. Her own bully-related problems could wait.
I know she can take care of herself. It's just...
Amity sighed. But she lifted her head and looked directly at Luce as she continued.
I promised Willow I'd never let Basha and her friends hurt her again. And now I'm so far away that I can't keep that promise.
I'm sorry, Luce murmured, her heart aching at the pain in Amity's voice. If there was anything she could do to ease that pain.
I know this has to be incredibly hard for you. I worry about her a lot too. But... it's gonna be okay. I know it will be. I mean, the good guys always win in the end, right?
Luce smiled at Amity and wrapped an arm around her waist.
But the smile Amity gave her in return seemed so very fragile.
I'm sure Will really appreciates that you care so much.
Amity sighed, wearing her bottom lip between her teeth.
Which was not distracting or anything.
I know she does. It's just, I love her so much, and I messed up so badly. Willow is the best friend I ever had. I want to be there for her now. I want to do right by her. She deserves the world.
Luce teared up a little. Initial amnesia-inducing mishaps or not, the photo shenanigans have been so worth it. Being able to witness Amity and Willow slowly becoming friends again was the greatest thing in the world.
You've become a great friend for her, you know? Luce said honestly.
You really think so?
Amity looked surprised, somehow. Like she hadn't proven her loyalty over and over again this summer. Luce nodded.
I know so.
She smiled at Amity, and Amity smiled back at her, sniffling a little.
Thank you, Luce,
Amity mumbled, pulling her friend into another hug.
Anytime, Luce whispered.
She let Amity hold her for as long as she wanted, in no particular hurry to let go.
Amity's come so far from when I met her,
she thought to herself, glancing fondly at the girl sitting next to her. Luce could feel her heart swell with pride at Amity's display of affection and worry. No trace was left of the callous, mean facade the girl had put up when Luce had met her at the beginning of summer. She'd torn it all down. She's so brave and noble and allows herself to care so much.
Luce desperately tried to tear her gaze from Amity and failed miserably. She was just so resolute, so strong, so beautiful,
her mind supplied, which did nothing to help Luce's building blush. Her gaze flicked down from Amity's kind, golden eyes, hoping to find something less distracting.
considering she ended up staring at her friend's lips instead. Luce would have considered this effort a total loss. But somehow, all other thoughts had shut down save for one. Amity's lips looked so soft. As if in a trance, Luce leaned forward, just a touch. Amity's eyes went wide, and Luce was so close she could see her pupils dilate. All she had to do was lean in a bit more, and...
What the hell am I doing?
Luce had sworn to herself she wouldn't make things awkward between them right now. And yet, she could hardly even count the amount of times she thought about kissing Amity in the last couple of days. On the bus to school, in the cafeteria when they took their lunches together tucked away at a hidden table that no one used. When Amity got that frowny competitive look on her face as she worked at a math problem. Heck, she'd even dreamed about kissing her after falling back asleep this morning. Although, she could hardly be blamed for that when sleeping in her arms, right? Luce turned away from Amity and coughed awkwardly, her face flushing bright red. She scanned the room desperately, searching for anything she could use to avoid addressing what had almost just happened. Because nothing had happened, of course. Before her gaze finally landed on her laptop.
You know what?
Luce said, her voice coming out high and squeaky.
We should totally continue watching Little Witch Academia.
Her face felt even hotter now. Great. Wow. Real subtle, you idiot.
Sure!
If anything, Andy sounded even more off balance than Luce had.
Sure!
She repeated in a slightly more normal voice. Luce stood up abruptly, already missing the warmth of Amity's arms around her.
Great! I'll get the laptop.
And maybe a hole would open up in the ground and swallow her whole while she was at it. A girl could hope. Since Amity and Luce had made sure to finish their homework for the following day, previously to the call with their friends, and on account of an unfortunate lack of holes opening up in the ground, the two were able to spend the rest of the afternoon watching Little Witch Academia in peace. It was almost 7 when they finally heard the front door open.
Mom probably had to put in some extra hours for leaving early yesterday, Luce thought guiltily.
It certainly wouldn't be the first time. She would be lying if she said she didn't have to think about it at all. But after a moment's hesitation, Luce paused the episode they'd just started and went downstairs to greet her mother with a hug. Luce still had a lot of conflicting emotions about her relationship with her mom, and the little voice in her head that kept whispering,
"Push yourself harder so you can fix this faster,"
wouldn't quite shut up. But the talk she'd had with Ida had helped quiet it, at least a bit.
"It's perfectly normal for this to be hard," would have sounded trite coming from anyone else, but Luce knew she could trust her mentor's rough honesty.
"Dinner's in the kitchen. I wasn't sure when you were coming home. I would have warmed it up for you otherwise," Luce said, as she would have any other normal day, then quietly added,
"I'm sorry you had to work overtime to make up for yesterday."
"I'm not," Camilla answered, pulling her daughter close once more. "You needed me, and that conversation was long overdue. I'm glad we had it. Working a little longer today seems like a small price to pay." Luce snuggled into her mom's arms and didn't let go for quite a bit.
"I love you so much."
"I know, cariño. Te quiero también."
Amity had given the two of them a bit of alone time before following Luce down the stairs. The level of affection they showed each other still seemed alien to her, even after almost a week of staying at the Noseda household. Sometimes, Amity caught herself trying to imagine what it would be like if her own mom acted this way around her. But she could never quite make it line up in her head. Even the brightest of her mother's imaginary smiles couldn't compare to the warmth Amity felt around Camilla.
And every day she spent here turned even the positive memories of her own parents colder. They'd always been so distant. Even when they smiled at her, it wasn't with warmth and affection that shone from Camila's eyes as Luz hugged her. It was the polite, thin-lipped smile of expectations just met. It was a smile Amity wore when she received yet another perfect exam score. A smile that said, "I would expect nothing less." Amity couldn't remember the last time she had been held like that. Had she ever been held like that? For a parent to look at her the way Camila looked at Luz? That was something Amity couldn't even begin to fathom. "Hello, Miss Noceta." She waved awkwardly from where she was standing on the stairs. Camila smiled back at her. "Hi, Amity." She slowly let go of Luz, who gestured for Amity to come join them downstairs. "Are the two of you hungry?" "I'm not," Luz answered. "Long day at school. We ate pretty late."
"Me neither,"
Amity mumbled.
"Okay.
Dinner could wait, then."
"How was school?"
Camila asked softly, expecting the same answer her daughter had given her for years. A chipper, "It was fine," followed by no additional details.
"It was all right, I guess," Luz said carefully.
"For real this time,"
she added when her mother gave her a worried look. Luz contemplated ending there. Technically, she had already been more honest with her mom than she usually was. She could just leave it at that. But then she formed her lips into a nervous smile and took a first step towards her mom.
"We could go sit down on the couch and talk about it a little, if that's all right with you?"
It had been years since they last properly talked about school. Camila nodded.
"If you feel up for it, I'd love that."
So they did just that. Luz sat down next to her mother on the couch and patted the cushion next to her invitingly. After some slight hesitation, Amity joined them, though she sat rather rigidly on the edge of the cushion.
"So, school," Luz smiled nervously.
She thought about where to start. "Ben actually left us alone all day. From what I've heard, I think he got into pretty big trouble with his mom yesterday. And now he's holding back a bit. Not sure how long that will last, but it's something, I guess."
"I'm so glad to hear that,"
Camila said with clear relief. "I would have been very disappointed in Leanna to hear otherwise."
Amity was confused.
When her own parents asked her how her day at school had gone, and they'd asked often, they only cared to hear about her grades. How well had she performed in her exam? Was she still the top student? How was the extra credit going? But their "how was your day" had never included a "how are you?" What did her friends matter to her parents? What did it matter to them if Amity had been happy at school, as long as her academic performance was up to standard? Camila looked strangely happy as Luz casually told her about what the cafeteria had served for lunch that day, and how she wasn't sure if she liked the new art teacher. All these tiny, meaningless details that Amity would never even think to mention to her parents. And yet, she suddenly found herself longing to be able to do just that.
"Oh, and everyone at school apparently thinks me and Amity are dating now?"
Luz abruptly interrupted her thoughts. Camila had to bite back a laugh. She wasn't surprised in the slightest. Oblivious as they both were to each other's feelings, it was hard for anyone to look at them and not come to the conclusion that they were both enamored with each other.
"Really?"
Amity nodded, blushed, and looked away. Luz bit her lip, instantly regretting her choice of conversation topics.
"God, this is probably so uncomfortable for her."
Luz lowered her head, changing the topic to something, well, still not very easy to talk about, but harder on her than Amity, at least.
"It's weird, you know, that they're talking behind my back, but not in a negative way.
Usually when people talk about me, it's just stuff I did wrong. Her mom reached out to put an arm around her shoulder, and Luce moved a little closer to her, leaning against her side.
I'm so sorry, Luce. I should've...
Luce shook her head. You're not a mind reader, Mom. You couldn't have known. They hadn't been talking exactly after all.
But I'm your mom. It's my job to know, Camila thought.
Still, she had a feeling that pushing back would only lead to Luce trying to take more of the blame on herself. Camila loved that her daughter had grown into such a kind, selfless person. She just wished it hadn't been at Luce's own expense. A part of Luce felt like she wanted to say more. Needed to say more. About how she overheard some of her classmates discussing why anyone would stand up for her, let alone date her, when they entered the packed cafeteria.
I mean, I do think she got cuter over the summer, didn't she? One of the guys had asked when he'd gotten in the line for food. And besides, who doesn't like an underdog?
About how these things that sounded nice, maybe even like a compliment, hadn't felt like one. People didn't actually care about Luce. They never had, and most likely never would. But now that she was a part of something, friends with a new girl, maybe even in a relationship with her, people actually bothered to look her way. She was interesting. A better interesting than she was used to being, but still not the kind where anyone cared about her well-being.
And it was frustrating as hell. People wanted to shout from the rooftops about how this was wrong. Luce wanted to shout from the rooftops about how this was wrong. About how messed up it was that people only started caring when it was easy or interesting to do so. And not when they realized someone needed help. But she couldn't. Maybe it would have been good to talk to somebody about this. Or even to actually scream it from the rooftops. Who knew? Maybe that would have made her feel better.
But Luce was only slowly starting to lower the emotional wall she had built between her and her mom. And the thought of telling her all of that made Luce feel sick. Too much too fast. Too different from the way she had lived for years. Luce didn't feel ready for that yet. And that was okay. You have to give your relationship time to heal, okay? Luce repeated her mentor's words over and over in her head until she felt better. Until she felt reassured enough about not needing to push herself any further than she'd felt ready to go today.
I actually opened up to my mom a bit. That's a start.
And it didn't have to be more than a start today. She'd see if she'd be ready to go just a little further tomorrow. And then the day after that, and so on. Little by little, they would start to grow closer again until one day, hopefully, they'd be able to close the distance between them entirely.
Camila knew her daughter well enough to realize there was more to this that she was still holding back. But this was the most open Luce had been with her in years. She was obviously trying. And Camila couldn't expect her to suddenly tell her everything after their years of struggling to communicate. The fact that Luce was telling her anything at all was a big step in the right direction, and Camila would have to satisfy herself with that. Slow progress was still progress after all. Luce leaned against her mom, unsure of what to say. So she retreated to the default of any 21st century teenager, scrolling through her phone. Thankfully, it seemed her mom was content to leave her be. They sat there in silence for a bit, and while it was somewhat awkward, it wasn't uncomfortable. Suddenly, Luce's head dropped against her mother's shoulder for a moment. She almost let go of her phone when she abruptly sat up straight again a second later. Her mother turned around and gently ruffled her hair.
You seem tired, cariño.
Yeah, I... Luce yawned and rubbed her temples.
I'm not feeling so well. I have a bit of a headache. I might go to sleep early today.
That was an understatement. Her headache had only gotten worse since she'd first woken up this morning. billing steadily throughout the school day, and by now it was starting to feel like someone was pounding on her skull with a sledgehammer. Honestly, the TV earlier hadn't helped the headache situation one bit, but Amity had enjoyed it, so Luce couldn't bring herself to regret it. Taking some painkillers and going to sleep early seemed like the most sensible option right now. Hopefully, come morning, the headache would be gone.
Oh, you poor thing. Have you been drinking enough? Let me get you a glass of water, her mother offered, concern creeping into her voice.
Aw, Mom, you had a long day at work already. I'm fine getting it myself, Luce said, more cheerful than she was feeling.
Not that that would help. Luce had tried that already, and was actually above the amount she drank most days.
Wasn't your head hurting this morning, too? Amity asked, nibbling at her lip in worry. Luce winced.
Yeah, she admitted sheepishly.
She didn't want everyone worrying over her. But,
Luce, why didn't you say anything? Camila tried not to sound too admonishing, but she was worried. A headache that lasted all day was rarely just a headache.
If it's not better by tomorrow, let me know. Okay, Carlino? Luce sighed.
I was hoping it would be better by the time we got to school, honestly, Luce said, the concern in her mom's voice striking a note of guilt in her. Maybe she could try a bit harder to take care of herself. But, okay, Mom. I will. Promise. Good.
Luce got up to get water and some painkillers. But apparently, she had slightly overestimated her capability to do so. As soon as she stood up, a wave of dizziness washed over her, the corners of her vision going dark for a moment. She was dimly aware of herself stumbling, and when her vision cleared a moment later, she was leaning against the door frame that led to the kitchen.
Luce, are you okay?
Amity was up and across the room in a flash, supporting Luce with an arm around her shoulders.
You don't look so good. Amity is right. I'm officially worried.
Camila's concern only grew. Her earlier diagnosis of not just a headache was seeming more and more accurate. And she didn't like it one bit.
Would you please go lay down, Carlino?
Luce groaned and leaned against Amity.
Yeah, maybe I should, actually.
The headache was seriously starting to get to her. Amity, would you be a dear and make sure my daughter actually gets some rest? You know her. I'm sure she'd be pulling out her laptop looking for her latest fan fiction once the door's closed. But looking at a screen is the last thing Luce needs right now, Camila said, her concern mostly overshadowing the strict tone.
Mom, I don't need Amity to make sure I sleep.
Luce whined, dragging the first word out way too long. But her protests were half-hearted at best. Really, Luce appreciated that her mom looked out for her. And the thought of Amity being upstairs with her was nice. And on top of that, it was also convenient for doing another healing spell, no matter how bad she was feeling. Luce wasn't sleeping before she'd cast one on Amity this time.
And it's fan fiction, not fanned fiction.
Camila chuckled. Right, sorry. Amity stood there with her mouth agape.
She couldn't believe it. Camila trusted her to take care of Luce.
You really want me to do that? Amity mumbled, hoping she didn't sound quite as wonderstruck as she thought she did. Camila nodded.
Really? I'm pretty sure she's more likely to listen to you than to me, Camila said, the look on her face bordering on mischievous.
I'm just her mom after all. I have nothing on the cute girl she met at summer camp. Despite her immense blush, Amity didn't physically disintegrate right then and there, and she decided to count that as a win.
I won't disappoint you, I promise, she said with a smile. End of part 2.